What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy. And interestingly enough, more and more people are coming around to the realization that all of this U.S. militarism is rooted very much in a plan to drag the world back to Bretton Woods, make the entire planet forced to use the U.S. Federal Reserve note for cross-border trade and banking, to reestablish that dollar hegemonic domination. And we're seeing this other article out of Silver Doctors where Alistair MacLeod is saying exactly the same thing. The renewed desire to escalate military tensions is a front for America's continual financial war, this time directed at North Korea, Syria, and possibly Iran. And this is likely to be the opinion of China's strategic advisors. Because what this is really all about, what this clash of civilizations is really about, it's a war between banking systems. It's a war between which currency will rule the globe. Now, following World War II in Bretton Woods, the dollar was king. But it's not global anymore. Many countries have stopped using it. And they're starting to turn to other currencies, the ruble and the yuan. Those are the two biggest threats to the U.S. dollar, and both Russia and China are buying, acquiring huge amounts of gold to back their currency, to get it away from this debt-based Ponzi scheme, private central banking scam. And as we reported yesterday, China has just found a new gold strike in their own country. It's an estimated 500 tons of gold. Now, a story coming out of Global Research up in Canada. The recent IMF meeting is signaling a descent into a global trade war. And the danger with that is trade wars, economic wars, currency wars very quickly become real shooting wars. And apparently, over at the IMF, the current chair of the committee, Augustin Karstens, who's the governor of the Bank of Mexico, is out there saying that they shouldn't use the word protectionism anymore because it's kind of ambiguous. And basically, the disavowal of protectionism is an unmistakable expression of mounting trade tensions. And here's where the irony comes on in. If you have free trade, you don't need an agreement. All trade agreements are really about coercing trade. You will buy so much of what we're making here, and in exchange, we will buy so much of what you're making there. And very often, they're not good products. One of the major features of both the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership was the coercion of other countries to buy U.S. GMO-based products. And it was staunchly opposed by those countries who recognized that there is a danger in this technology. It is not mature. It's been very recklessly developed, recklessly deployed. There seem to be health consequences to the consumption of this GMO food, the Franken food. Now, right now, we're in another housing bubble. And according to this article that we're seeing out of Investment Watch blog, it is now exceeding the peak of the 2006-2007 bubble, which preceded the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. The money junkies didn't learn any lessons from the last time because they were not required to pay for the damage. You got to pay for it. TARP, QE, bailouts. Because that's how economic fascism works. If you make money, you get to keep it as long as you're sharing it with the government. If you lose money, the government will take money away from the ordinary working people and give it to you. Now, Polaris Industries, which makes motorcycles, is getting ready to close its plant in the northwest Iowa city of Milford. 300 employees being let go. Apparently, sales are down, imagine my surprise, and they're going to be relying on their plants in Alabama, Minnesota, and California to fill their need. All right, let's grab a phone call from Fred in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Are you aware of the editorial on the April 17th by Paul Craig Roberts, Government of Morons?
Yes, it was one of his better articles. He writes very, very good articles, and we link to him all the time. We've even had him on the show on one occasion.
Yeah, I think it was excellent. But speaking of idiots and morons, you know, an idiot or moron, the height of that is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Okay?
Yeah.
Who in the hell voted for him? Us, the people, and RBN callers and listeners. So who are the bigger morons?
We voted not for Donald Trump. We voted for a change in the course of the nation, and we didn't get it. And the lesson we've all learned from that is we are living in a dictatorship, and who's in the Oval Office is not really in control.
Well, didn't we learn that from Reagan and Bush, the first, and Clinton, and then Bush again, and then Obama? Hell.
Yeah, but what would be happening right now, if Hillary had won the White House, we'd be further along into the new war. And so I would be very hesitant to say that people were being morons. They're being cheated.
We got the GB or GT, whatever it is, transsexual in office right now because he is the epitome of what Hillary Clinton wanted to do. I didn't vote, period. And I probably will never vote again in my life.
Well, I never vote. It only seems to encourage the bastards. But right now, we're realizing our democracy is basically we get to vote whether we're going to get hit with the left fist or the right fist and then charged for the privilege, as it were. Elections are always the lesser of two evils, and it's still evil, and it's a stupid way to be running a country.
I said this years ago when I went to Bush was running, and then, for criminy's sake. In your moment. But anyhow, I said to the people at the Republican convention here in Iowa, in my small town, you keep voting for the lesser of two evils. What the hell do you get? Evil and then more evil and then more evil with every election. We haven't elected a president in over 100 years. Would the idiot ever get this? And that includes RBN callers and listeners. Think about what the hell I said and am saying.
Well, I'm thinking about it, and I agree with much of it, but I'm not going to insult our listeners and our readers because we were trying to bring about a peaceful revolution, which is why yesterday I was making that allusion to a quote from John F. Kennedy. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And I'm hearing a lot of anger out there, including from you. I'm seeing a lot of anger coming into my email. And I don't know where this is going to wind up. I don't want to see a civil war or a revolution in the streets of America because the wrong people get killed and crippled in these things. But we're at a crossroads right now where it's either going to be economic collapse, bringing with it the federal government, or we're going to be in a world war. We're already in a world war. The only question is how far are they willing to take it? Will it go nuclear? We're going to be into North Korea. And as I said before, we're getting mixed signals from China because some of China's leaders are saying, yes, we're going to cooperate with Japan and the U.S. to rein in North Korea. And then there are other leaders in China that are saying that a U.S. invasion of North Korea is going to have to be responded to. So this thing, again, could spiral completely out of control.
That's what our government is telling us. And all the leaders of all these countries follow the ruler that runs them all. I'll admit to how much an idiot I have been. Most of my adult life, I've been an ignorant ass. And I thought John F. Kennedy was not a very nice person. until I'm finally getting the facts. And why he was killed, nobody knew. But I know, and a few people do know. And it wasn't over the banking and all this, which is a factor in it. But he was killed for religious reasons.
There's a lot of reasons. There were a lot of players in the assassination. Each had their own agenda. I don't think religion was a major factor. Anyway, Fred, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call and your opinion. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates. And the good news is the phones are working again, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on in. So we're talking about the economy here. Apparently, retailer J. Crew is announcing big layoffs at their corporate headquarters. So we're looking at a collapse of retail. Because ordinary people just don't have any money to buy things anymore. They're barely paying their rent. They're barely keeping food on the table. They're barely able to pay the premiums on those mandated health insurance policies. We're absolutely tapped out. Another article coming out of Zero Hedge. The baby boomers borrowed $100 billion in student loans for their children, and the defaults are beginning to soar. There's another bubble out there, the student loan bubble. And again, it was a huge scam. Everybody was going to go to college. Everybody was going to get a college degree. Everybody was going to get a high-paying job with that college degree that they could pay the student loans back with. Unfortunately, most students going to college, they're getting trendy and fashionable degrees like art history major. It almost seems like our universities have gone so far down the path of indoctrination, they're not even really teaching real skills anymore, which is why American corporations are constantly looking for those H-1B visas to bring people to the United States from other countries where they've actually learned how to make things work. Now, here's an odd story, and I say it's odd because earlier today, I was seeing a commercial on TV for buying silver, which is in general a good idea. And they were calling it the miracle metal because it's actually been outperforming gold. But we're seeing this story about apparently how the global silver mining industry productivity has fallen to the lowest in history. And apparently, some of the mines are getting tapped out. Some of them, the unit cost of extraction is exceeding the value of the silver they're pulling on out. When metals prices are driven down, it can put the mines into a situation where they're losing money by digging the silver and gold out of the ground. So they'll just close off the mine, lock it all up, and wait for prices to go back up. Then they'll restart operation. Now, down in Venezuela, things are getting very, very ugly, and you better be paying attention because what's happening down there is likely to happen up here for the very simple reason that the American deep state or the shadow government or the oligarchs or whatever you want to call them are treating the American people exactly the same way they're treating people in all these other countries they've regime changed. You're there to be plundered. So we're now looking at week number four of the clashes and riots in Venezuela. Vehicles are being burned. The police are using tear gas and pellets trying to get people to back on down. Now, remember when the government of Venezuela seized a General Motors factory? And everybody said, oh, it was an attack on General Motors. General Motors has had to fire 2,700 personnel in Venezuela because the plant is now closed. But it turns out that there was, in fact, a legal reason for the seizure. Because two car dealers had filed a case in 2000 for breach of contract. General Motors had not complied with an agreed sale of 10,000 vehicles. So there was a lawsuit involved, and General Motors lost it, and that was the reason for the seizure. It wasn't an attack by Venezuela on us. Well, despite that clarification, story coming out of Global Research, Maduro has basically come on out and said that the United States government, the State Department, has given the green light, the approval for a coup d'etat to intervene in Venezuela. And Venezuela knows of where they speak because the U.S. has had coup d'etats down there before. When Hugo Chavez was running the place, they succeeded in ejecting him for about a week. And we know that Venezuela has been on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list for a very, very, very long time. For daring to sell their oil to China for the yuan, and for daring to spend the wealth of the nation on the people of the nation. That sets a bad example. We can't have that in this world here. Now, as you know, President Trump and Congress are coming up to this deadline on Friday for an emergency spending bill, which is basically admitting this government still cannot live within their means. And it looks like we may be heading for a shutdown over the issue of Trump wanting some funding for his border wall, which is being staunchly opposed by the liberal Democrats. And the ridiculousness of it all is underscored by the fact that the requested money for the border wall is basically 0.035% of federal spending. In other words, we're talking about 0.035%. But the liberal Democrats are still up in arms. We can't have a border wall. And again, they may actually be right, but not for the reasons they're thinking. Because already we are, and I will acknowledge this, Trump is working on this. Illegal immigration to this country is slowing way, way down, because the lure of free stuff is going away. And we're still having all these fights about sanctuary cities and so forth and so on. Now, we've been hearing about United Airlines, and they're back in the headlines again. And this one's a little scary. There was a United flight from Costa Rica to Houston, and they lost an engine, nearly crashed during the emergency landing, and for all the fear and terror and inconvenience, the passengers were each given a $10 voucher from United Airlines. Okay. I think they did more damage with the voucher than just saying, you know, we're sorry. $10 is an insult. Now, there is a lawsuit making its way through the courts in Kansas, and it could be a game changer for gun rights. Now, this man in Kansas is being tried for manufacturing and selling firearms and silencers without a federal license. And it is turning into a challenge on the constitutionality of the National Firearms Act of 1934, as well as every subsequent firearms law passed. At issue is whether it is the states or the federal government that has the constitutional right to pass gun laws. Certainly the federal government is limited in passing gun laws by that Second Amendment. So if the courts find that this law is unconstitutional, the gun grabbers are going to start shooting up malls and schools just to try and get back on track there. If you go over to my Right to Keep and Bear Arms page, I recently added a photo somebody sent me. It's a photo taken in a classroom at a public school in 1956. What are they teaching in this classroom in 1956? Gun safety. And you see these kids there, one of them is holding a shotgun, and he is making sure the breech is clear, making sure there's nothing in the chamber. And I think that's a good idea. It's time to demystify guns. Instead, we're going the other way. We've got these live-fire drills running through schools to traumatize children. So when they see a gun, they get upset. It is saddening to see how much this nation has declined just in my lifetime. But it has declined. It is not the nation I was born into. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, getting on over to liberal political correctness, Bill Maher is out there, and this is one of the few times I agree with him, saying that all of this college anti-free speech warriors, it's the liberals' version of book burning. We've been saying exactly the same thing here. Political correctness is an attempt to trick you into censoring yourself with this idea that you should never say anything or even think anything or do anything that would be a microaggression to anybody else. And it's an impossible task because there are way too many people walking around our society whose entire sense of self-worth is based on always finding something to be offended by. Now, Kurt Schlichter has another point of view, and this is over in Post News D2 Blogspot, saying liberals want to kill free speech. So we patriots are going to have to fight back, and we are. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Fran from Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha nui nui, Michael.
Aloha nui nui.
I've been wanting to call you for a bit of time, but you nailed something on the head just before the commercial. The feeling that this is not the country we grew up in, we were told we had. I'm older than you, And
you have my deepest sympathies.
I know. And the fact of the matter is, of course, you know that our parents were lied to, our grandparents were lied to, and the lies have gone on into damn near infinity.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I wanted to commend you as a soldier of the truth that sometimes these days when we're going so wrong, rather than crawling into a bottle of scotch or something, you have soldiered on and continued doing the important job that you do for all of us, even though, I tell you, in the last week or so, it's like I'd like to crawl into a hole and pull it in behind me.
Well, I'm gonna let you on a little secret here, Fran. I don't drink scotch anymore. I drink cheap vodka, and you know. But yeah, I will admit to it. I've even got somebody just sent me an email. Why aren't you smiling right now? I am feeling very disheartened by the outcome of this last election. And, you know, over the last 22 years, Claire and I have sacrificed a lot. We've had a very difficult life. I don't feel like belaboring all that we've been through. But had we diverted the nation's course away from war, it would have been worth it. But now, after all of that effort and you know, the situation that we're in now in our 60s, to still find ourselves on that path to war, Claire and I are both very upset about that, and you know, there are some days when I think about turning the whatreallyhappened.com website into an online church or something and try and make a fast buck, but it's a very discouraging time right now.
Yeah, well, you deserve every accolade you receive from us, your loyal listeners. And I will let you go with that, my dear.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and we'll let you go as well. Now then, we mentioned this in passing, but it's starting to really pick up. Remember those riots at Berkeley about a week ago, and the corporate media was telling you it was all about people still demanding to see Donald Trump's tax returns, which struck me as kind of flogging a dead horse. Well after the fact, and personally, I'm far more interested in Hillary Clinton's deleted emails than I am in Donald Trump's tax return. But as it turned on out, there was a lady who was actually at those demonstrations who posted a video saying the demonstrations had nothing to do with Donald Trump's tax returns. Oh my goodness, the corporate media was lying yet again. It was the reaction to Berkeley canceling Ann Coulter's speaking engagement there. And now Berkeley is being sued by conservative groups and their own students over the cancellation. And this gets right on back to what we were saying with all these people said liberals want to stifle free speech. They want total control over what you see, read, and hear. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And let's see, getting on back here to the top of the talking points. On this issue of an attempt to destroy our sense of identity and self, apparently down in New Orleans, they have begun removing all of the Confederate monuments. And apparently the public outcry has been so serious, the demolition crews are being protected by the police. And so the purge of our history is underway. And all of this represents an attack on our sense of self, who we are, where we come from. Because people who have a strong identity are much harder to control than people who don't know who they are, where they came from, what they're supposed to believe, what restroom they're supposed to use. Your history, your culture, your region, those are the bedrock on which your identity and personality is based, and that's what they're trying to take away. Right now, according to an article that came out of 12160, there are no less than 187 George Soros-funded groups at work inside the United States of America to destabilize and blur our society, bring in the refugees and the immigrants to get us prepared to merge with the global government and the new world order. We're going to go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I heard yesterday from you did Russia and China make an agreement where if either one of them was attacked, it would be like attacking both of them, you said?
Well, they have not had a formal treaty or announced it, but the story that I read said that Russia and China responded to a comment by the U.S. government that the U.S. was succeeding in splitting China and Russia apart, and Russia and China came back and said, absolutely not, you have no idea how deep our relations go. And word coming out of NATO headquarters is that the signals they're getting from Russia and China is that Russia and China are a unit and will fight as a single entity if either one is attacked. Now, it's not been formalized. It's not being announced in the media. I think that's an intention to not let the situation escalate and not look provocative. But they're basically starting to draw up the lines and say, we know that sooner or later, the U.S. is coming for us. That's obviously where this pattern of conquest is going. Pick off all the little tiny nations that can't defend themselves. And then based on that record of success, go on in starting with larger and larger, more powerful nations until finally it's going to be the U.S. and all of its captive provinces against Russia and China. And again, it's a very, very dangerous, reckless policy.
Yeah. Well, another thing that I heard, and I don't know if you know anything about this, but I heard that, like, even Germany denied sending planes in the to the war in where we fight in Russia, I forget where, Ukraine.
Yeah.
That they denied to send the war planes. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, and while the leaders of the European member states, and certainly Brussels, are all gung-ho for a war because they think a war with Russia will reunite the EU out of fear, most ordinary people in Europe, they can see where this is going, and they do not want a new world war because the last two were fought in part on their territory. And for people in Europe, the scars are still visible. You can see the scars from both world wars when you travel around Europe. Here in the United States of America, the last war we had on our own soil was the Civil War, and as we just reported, they're trying to erase all traces of that. So for most Americans, war is an abstraction, something they see on TV shows and movies. Unless they serve in our own armed forces, they haven't seen it with their own eyes. And so the people of Europe are very much opposed to all of this.
Well, let's hope. I mean, I don't choose it to be Trump's first policy, but let's hope that maybe Trump's looking at it like our allies that used to be our NATO allies are tired of funding the war effort of the United States. It's like NATO has lost its whole purpose. It, we're more of an aggressive entity as opposed to one that is there in the event that we need to be on the defensive.
You're absolutely correct. NATO was originally formed create a block of nations willing to defend each other against a potential Russian invasion. Russia never invaded. But it has mutated over the course of time to be an aggressive force going into all these countries. And again, the media is screaming, we've got a counter-Russian aggression, we've got a counter-Russian aggression. But we can see with our own eyes who's actually being the aggressor here.
Yeah, so let's just hope that I think if it comes down to it, I think NATO, the countries in NATO aren't going to go along with this evil war, even though I believe that there are controlling factors of like the deep state, even in our allies like Germany and England and the rest of them, you know?
Well, you need to understand, certainly in Europe, they're under the control of the globalists, the New World Order plotters, planners. And certainly the leaders of the European Union member states are all gung-ho for globalism because they dream of one day their particular bottom sitting on that golden throne of planet Earth. But there are two major impediments to the completion of the New World Order. One is Russia and one is China.
Yeah, so let's just hope that Russia and China stand firm with the fact that they're going to oppose our aggressions throughout the world. I mean, they're bogus. And isn't Tony Blair facing some trouble for his participation in the Iraq War? Is that
no? They just gave him a get out of jail free card. He's not going to be prosecuted.
That sucks. Bad.
Yes, it does.
That's the globalist. That's not yep. the will of the people. That's the globalist that gave him that get out of jail free card.
Yes,
Hillary Clinton probably gave him a couple of her cards.
Yeah, she does seem to have quite a few of them. We're seeing all over Europe and here in the United States of America, we have become a two-class society. The ruling class can do whatever they want, and they'll never be caught or punished. And the lower classes, of course, you know, we'd better gosh darn well obey all the laws that are being created every single day, or we'll be in trouble.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I'm hopefully thinking that it's really not going to matter, the aggression of this country, the deep state. I think that the world knows that we're the aggressors. I think Hitler doesn't have his clothes on right now, I should say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and the issue is going to be Russia and China don't want war. In fact, none of these countries the United States has invaded wanted wars, and they got them anyway. But I think the remaining powers, which are Russia and China primarily, they're rapidly approaching the point where they're not going to be able to back down anymore, or the hardliners within their own governments are going to start talking about a change of leadership. And it's not a very pleasant position to be in. But also has to be in the back of the head of the Russian and Chinese leadership that the end result of continuing to back down is to lose their national sovereignty to this new world order. At some point, it's going to flare up. It's unavoidable. We can see we're on a path to war.
That's right. And we really need to prosecute the Obama administration for their crimes against us. The other party, I should say. I mean, they're spying on us, and they're just doing all kinds of illegal crap. I mean, I hate the way that the deep state can just sweep that under the rug. It needs to be discussed more often and frequently.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. I'm absolutely offended that we have people who are able to get away with crimes, admit to the crimes on national TV, and still escape prosecution, as Hillary Clinton did. James Comey sat there on TV and went down the list of felony Title 18 violations Hillary Clinton committed and then said, we're not going to prosecute. And Loretta Lynch said, I'm taking Jim Comey's recommendation. And that was the end of it. That was absurd.
Yeah. And let's just face the fact that Bernie Sanders was the best option for us, and he was cheated on. I mean, he was the one that was for the public option. He was the one that was wanting the Palestinians to have a voice in the peace agreement that needs to be made.
No, I liked Bernie Sanders. I liked Bernie Sanders. If he'd won the nomination, I would have supported him instead of Trump.
Yeah, if they wouldn't have cheated on him, he would have won. I heard some polls are out that he's the most popular politician in the United States right now.
Well, he's certainly giving Ron Paul a run for his money.
Yes. But I do like Ron Paul, I'll tell you that.
So do I. Absolutely.
Yeah, we have to get rid of all of our military bases all over the world. That's the biggest joke in the world, that we're everywhere and we shouldn't be.
Rome had to garrison its empire. Rome had to have garrisons all over its empire to keep those provinces from breaking away. That's what the legions were for. The legions were spread all over the Roman Empire to slap any uppity countries back in line. What happened, and we could see a repeat in the modern era, is when Rome lost those three legions in Germany, they no longer had enough legions to effectively police the empire, and all of a sudden those outlying provinces began to break away like Great Britain. And that was the beginning of the end, the decline of Rome. And broke into the Eastern and Western empires, and the Western Empire basically failed. They were dealing with a pandemic, a civil war, and a foreign war all at the same time, and they couldn't hold up. Now, the same thing is true with the United States. Looking at the apparent consistent quality problems with U.S. military product, they may be just a giant bluff. They look really impressive. But we keep hearing from military analysts that they may not hold on up, that the carrier groups, which are a holdover from World War II, are very vulnerable to missiles like the Zircon, which travels at Mach 10. And all it would take would be the loss of one carrier group to basically send the message to the rest of the world that the U.S. military is really just a paper tiger. And that would completely change the global dynamic.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that that happens in the way of France voting to leave the European Union and then voting to get out of NATO. And let's hope it happens that peaceful route.
Well, I would like to see that. Route. I'm expecting the second round of French voting to have incredible amounts of election fraud. And if Marine Le Pen succeeds in winning, she'll either be blackmailed or threatened or co-opted the way Donald Trump was. And that leaves us back with two choices: economic collapse and collapse of our government, which is my first choice, global war, potentially nuclear, my last choice. Okay?
Yeah. Or civil war, too.
I don't want to see that. I really do not want to see that. You know, I really want to discourage it. But on the other hand, looking at what's going on, you know, between the liberal snowflakes and everybody else, it's almost like the fighting in the streets has begun. Alex, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a phone call from Ramsey in Canada. Bye-bye. Ramsey, are you there? Ramsey in Canada,
hello?
You're on the air. Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
See, sir, I just want to get your comment on something that I've heard and also ask you a question. I've heard that United States is aggressive towards North Korea, like it is, because North Korea had an agreement with, had a trade deal with Iran, giving Iran weapons and all that, and also they supported the they support the Palestinians, like Hamas or the Palestinian Authority or whatever. So and the United States is aggressive, wants South Korea, which recognizes Israel, and they want, like, so the United States wants North Korea and South Korea like to always be divided.
Well, certainly, politicians in both Koreas have been talking about reunification the way Germany did. It's called the Sunshine Policy. And the leading presidential candidate for the upcoming South Korean elections is fully in favor of that and has already sent a message that if he wins the election, he wants the United States to get out of South Korea and they'll make their own deal with North Korea, which is what I think has ramped up the timetable for the North Korean invasion. Now, as I've said many, many times, wars and assassinations never happen for one single reason. They happen when you have a group of individuals or entities or agencies who all have their own particular agenda, but they all agree that agenda is served by the war or the assassination. John F. Kennedy, for the Texas oil billionaires, it was the oil depletion allowance. For organized crime, it was the sense of betrayal by sicking his brother Robert on them. For Israel, it was Kennedy's refusal to allow them to acquire nuclear weapons. For the Federal Reserve, it was Executive Order 11110. And on. So the same thing applies to North Korea. We had an article the other day where North Korea, because of their economic hardships, is now allowing the opium trade again, and that is cutting into the CIA's drug profits. That's one agenda. Certainly the United States does not want to see the Koreas reunified because their goal is to keep countries in little tiny pieces that are easy to push around and bully. And ultimately, I still think the intention of going into North Korea is an attempt at creating a backdoor war, or a backdoor to war with China. And I don't think China is falling for this nonsense that the U.S. is going to stop with North Korea. Because China understands that yuan, especially the gold-backed yuan, is the, one of the ultimate targets of the U.S. war. Okay?
See, sir, okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. All right, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, and they do seem to be working quite well. Now then, interestingly enough, stories just now coming on in. U.S. District Judge William Orrick has issued a ruling that blocks Donald Trump's executive order to cut off funding to cities that limit cooperation with immigration authorities. And I really wish Donald Trump would step on in with all of these judges, because they are in violation of existing U.S. law, Title 8. And when they're out there basically aiding and abetting illegal immigrants, they are in fact in violation of Title 8, and they're subject to a 5-year prison term. And I think Trump needs to start showing a little more spine. Unfortunately, he has not shown a tremendous amount of that so far, so I don't have my hopes up. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're just now getting word. Apparently, the U.S. military is now deploying the Theater High Altitude Area Defense Anti-Missile System into South Korea. It's very controversial. A lot of people are very upset about it. To the best of my knowledge, it's never actually been used in combat. So this upcoming war with North Korea may see the testing of just how capable the U.S. military really is against a little tiny nation that really doesn't have much in the way of a military, other than for defensive purposes. But that's starting to happen here. Over at Journal Neo, they have this funny article here. The Russians are coming. No, wait, it's the zombies. No, the Nazis are back. And they're spoofing the constant fear-mongering coming out of the corporate media, which is intense. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's fear-mongering. It's war-mongering, hard as they can. Apparently, over in Oakland, 40 to 60 teens swarmed a BART train and held up all the riders. And we've lost our moral compass as a nation. Now, I'm making the assumption that these are American citizens, American kids who did it. They're not saying who it was. But we really do seem to have lost our moral compass. And that's another way that the nation I thought I was born into doesn't exist anymore. Now, a little bit of good news. Out in California, and by the way, that judge who just blocked Trump's executive order is another California judge. For sure. Gag me with a spoon. The NRA has filed lawsuit against California over the sweeping set of bills signed into law last year by California Governor Jerry Brown. It's the first of six lawsuits to basically overturn the different aspects of the California law. And the law, of course, was rushed through following the mass shooting in San Bernardino. And basically, one of the arguments they're making is that these laws are effectively demonizing perfectly law-abiding sports shooters, and specifically targeting the AR-15, which, again, you don't see people holding up stores with AR-15s. Criminals like small, inexpensive, concealable, if possible, disposable firearms for their crimes. They're not going to walk into a store carrying an AR-15. Everybody can see it. And AR-15s are very pricey. But the U.S. government is still intent on disarming us all any way they can, and the NRA is fighting back here. Okay, let's see. Now, as we come up to the top of the hour, another flip-flop on Donald Trump. When he was campaigning, he loved WikiLeaks. When we come back from station identification, he's singing a different tune. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.